I see you have concluded. There is little more I can tell you. This is your fantasy. Your journey has only just started. There is lots more I can tell you. But there is lots that you will not understand. I can give you an insight, but that is all. You will never fully understand. You will continue to feel your pain. You must remember, you chose to feel this pain. Pain is an illusion. It is your illusion. It is not just the pain of the people you feel the pain for. It is yours also. It is yours, it is theirs, it is ours. It is everyone's pain. It is the same thing. It is an emotion. It is frequency. You must remember, when you feel the pain, it is only an illusion, your illusion. We feel the pain and we know what it is. You do not know. It's difficult, I know, for you to separate the two. You feel it so deep, it cuts you like a knife. But it is only your illusion. Pain, in the way you interpret pain, does not exist. It is not real. You must allow others to go through their process. You cannot force change or interfere with their journey. This will inhibit your growth. You can only advise them on the facts, the process, guide them. You cannot interfere. You cannot interfere with even what you consider to be the closest, the people you have chosen to exist with, for a reason. And the reason is equally from you as it is from them. It is not them, it is you also, it is the same. Yes, I know, it hurts. You chose these people for a reason. And when you feel the pain, this is the reason. It is correct. It is necessary. It is necessary to understand the process. So it is not, as you would term, bad. It is good. It is growth for you and for them. It is real. Yes, you understand now. Now you are in a place that is clean, is clear. But out there, you get confused with your own journey, your own emotion, your own output, your own creation. You get unclear. You must learn. You must learn to separate, to analyze, to adapt. Process, simply a process. It does not mean you are without emotion. It does not mean you are without love. The only love that is important in your life is the love from the source. It's pure. Do not act like a child, with a child mentality of good and bad, of judgment. It is ridiculous. But you will revert back to this again and again. Your childlike view will give you comfort. It's not real comfort, it is an illusion of comfort. This is the process. It is also correct. Yes, how can it be correct when the feeling is so painful? But it is correct. It is correct for you to analyze and understand why it is occurring. How it is occurring. Each and every situation is different. It has an array of emotion attached to it, of frequencies. You would not even understand how many, more than you can even imagine or see or know. Complexities you have built in the world you live in are intense, incredible. But the answer is simple. So simple it is sitting under your nose and you do not even see it. Such a simple solution to such a complex problem, which you chose. We do not have this problem you have. We do not even understand the word problem. We have to interpret the word for you. We know, but we need to know more, just like you. We need to know more. We are the same. We are one. But we need to know more, like you need to know more. You are often put in a situation where you can feel fear. It is also necessary for you to feel the fear, but it is necessary for you to know that it is only fear, a feeling, an emotion, a frequency. Once you are aware that it cannot hurt you will stop you. You are protected. You can adapt yourself accordingly to this. And you can eradicate it. Again, simple. Harder in practice for you and your conditioned life. Much harder for you to apply the principle, the process. But it is necessary that you do. Then you will no longer feel the fear, and the outcome is irrelevant to you. It may be relevant to others, but it becomes irrelevant to you because you eradicated the fear. It's like a counterbalance of frequency, of energy. You are pure energy, is what you are. Pure energy from the source. It is the same message, but spoken in a different way. It may appear repetitive to you, but it is not. And each and every time, you will learn more. You will note more every time, until eventually you will know. You will know enough. You will never know all until you are metaphysical. You cannot force your view. You cannot force what you know. You cannot control with what you know. It is not pure. It has no beginning or no end. It has no reason. It is impossible for your journey to do this. You must allow others to search for their freedom, for their wisdom. You can guide. By doing this, again, I tell you, you will help yourself as you will help them, because it is the same. In what you call time, your journey has only just begun, both of you. Do not think that you know it, because you don't. You know enough, but enough is a fraction, a tiny fraction. You know enough to know what is occurring in your small world has no significance on your consciousness, your soul, as you call it. You know this. For you, in this time, what you call time, that is enough. But of course, there is much more. is what you call positive. But of course, positive and negative are necessary. Plus and minus are both necessary. They are the same thing from the source. If you want to apportion blame, then you are to blame for what is occurring, as we all are to blame. But of course, there is no blame, it does not exist. A process. The human species, the human brain, is so creative. For us, it is incredible to see how creative you can be in every circumstance that arises. Your mind will create a solution very quickly to pacify your consciousness. It is incredible. Reality of this, it is not real, but it is so creative, as too is your consciousness. So creative and so pure, and so connected to the source. We had to work very hard to be at the point you are at now, with your connection to the source. It is incredible that you can do this. And yet, it is also incredible to us how you want to keep fighting yourself. This we do not understand. We understand the process you endure. We do not understand why you would do this. We understand it is necessary for you to do this, to experience and to raise your vibration. But we do not understand why you would do it. It is almost as though you have to do it. Is part of your process. You see, to us, we understand it, but we do not understand some of the things that the human species endures as to why. You take the long road and you dismiss the short road, always. You deliberately create a problem to solve it, always. I'm sure you enjoy the experience. We create an illusion. It is knowing that we are going to participate in only enjoyment, no pain. When you create your illusion, you participate in pain, always. Terminology you use for this is masochist. But we do know that you are close to the source. And we ask, does this bring you closer We do not know. This is our interest. We can only tell you what we know. There is no black or white in this. It is very clear, no mixed of black and white. It is very clear, it is black or white. You seem to have more than black or white. You seem to have a mixture of many colors within yourself. We only have one or the other for our explanatory, our knowing. We know or we don't know. You seem to have something that sits in the middle. Once again, it's something we don't understand. We understand the process. We understand what you would term the end game. But of course the end is the beginning. And the time doesn't exist, there is only one moment. So this you don't understand yet, you will. But we do not understand. We do not understand why you would put yourself through this. You choose to do it. You consciously choose to do it over and over again. You consciously choose not to remember to do it again. Why? And we watch. See, it is incredible. So, we don't know everything. We know process. We know emotion, we know frequency. We know the souls. We can adapt. We can travel. We can create. But there are things we don't know. You're feeling relaxed. You came here. To feel this. This feeling is your consciousness at peace. This is something we feel always. This feeling is pure. Is from the source.